This is Terry Mandel, DO, dictating an attorney letter to Bill Byers, attorney at law, address on file. Dear Mr. Byers, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Maram Shahidi, please note the following medical letter, period. First name is M-A-R-A-M, Maram, M-A-R-A-M. Last name, S-H-A-H-I-D-I. That's S-H-A-H-I-D-I. The patient was seen by me for an independent medical evaluation on March 11th, 2025, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, comma, took the history directly from the client, comma, and performed a physical examination, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 32-year-old female, height 5'2", weight 140 pounds, who was involved in a work injury on or about May 24th, 2023, period. She was working as a pilot instructor in a spring-loaded canopy hit the patient's head with the canopy, period. The back of her head hit the canopy as well as the fuselage hitting the patient's nose, causing a neck injury, period. Although she denied loss of consciousness, she sustained injury with immediate diffuse head pain, comma, neck pain, comma, nose swollen and pain, period. She had minor lacerations to her nose, period. Despite adequate treatment, present day, she is still experiencing neck pain, period. New paragraph. Her understanding of her neck pain is that she has a protruding disc, and she was treated with physical therapy, medication, and chiropractic care, period. The neck pain is intermittent, approximately 70% of the time, period. It is dull while she is awake, period. She has numbness and tingling in both arms, period. She has sharp pain when she is when she sleeps, period. Her pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 4 out of 10 to a bad day of 9 out of 10, period. The pain radiates on the left arm into the hand in 3 fingers, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment as best recollected by the patient was that day she was seen at Workman's Compensation Facility, which is Concentra, period. Urgent care x-rayed her and referred her to physical therapy, where she had several treatments over a few months, period. She returned to Concentra Clinic and had an MRI of the neck, period. She was seen by an orthopedic doctor at Forte, F-O-R-T-E. They advised an injection as well as physical therapy, period. She was considering injection therapy, period. She was referred from Forte to physical therapy at Athletico. She had several treatments, period. She was referred to a spinal surgeon at Forte and seen a few times, period. She was advised more physical therapy as well as a neck pillow, period. Her understanding was that she may need surgery down the road, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. The patient has problems with cooking, comma, housework, comma, lifting her son, comma, yard work, comma, sports, comma, yoga, comma, swimming, comma, sex and sleep, period. New paragraph. Medications denies. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition includes over-the-counter medicine, comma, occasional neck pillow, comma, exercises, comma, hot and cold, comma, and topical creams, period. New paragraph, past medical history denies. New paragraph, past surgical history. an appendectomy at age 15 and tonsillectomy, period. New paragraph. Past traumatic medical history is as follows. As a flight attendant, she had a work injury lifting a fainted 200-plus pound passenger in 2019, injuring her neck and back, period. She had an MRI and had treatment for 2 months of physical therapy for the low back, not the neck, period. She had a negative MRI of the neck, period. The neck pain resolved after a few days with no permanency, period. She was told it was a neck strain at that time, period. She did not have a herniated disc in her neck from the 2019 with a negative MRI, period. The low back was permanently injured with occasional pain about once every week and told she had a low back bulging disc at L5-S1, period. She had an auto accident in 2020 with no injury and no area treated, period. She's had occasional chiropractic treatment during pregnancy, period. The neck issue of 2019 had pain for a few days, period. New paragraph, occupation. The patient is a pilot full-time without restrictions. She missed about 20 days of work, period. New paragraph. Upon review of medical records, I'd like to comment on some of the significant findings. The patient gave me an old MRI from an old exam in the cervical area of March 16th, 2019, period. The conclusion was one, congenital spinal canal narrowing, exacerbating mild degenerative changes at C6-7, comma, otherwise unremarkable MRI of the cervical spine for age, period. Dr. Mandel's comment on this report is that it verifies the patient's history, where she states that she did not have a herniated or slipped disc in her neck region prior to this work injury, period. End of report. Note from Concentra Medical Centers, the day of the injury, initial evaluation, May 24th, 2023. Patient states she was hit on the back of the head, period. Hit by airplane canopy while working at the airline, period. On physical examination, facial lesions, there is evidence of trauma, period. Swelling over the bridge of the nose and erythema, period. Neck pain, period. Assessment one, nose pain. Two, whiplash. Plan, start cyclobenzapren. End of report. Radiographic x-rays of the nasal bones, May 24th, 2023. No acute abnormality is identified, period. Concentra Medical Center, May 26th, 2023. Presents today with recheck of neck, period. Continue physical therapy, period. Impairment rating report from Forte, dated September 30th, 2024, current diagnosis 1, cervical radiculopathy, 2, cervical stenosis of spine, 3, numbness of the right hand, period. She has reached maximal medical improvement of her co-worker-related C6-7 central herniated disc, period. She qualifies for class 1 disc herniated impairment, which is 6%, given her residual symptoms and neck range of motion limitations, period. Pro-scan imaging cervical MRI, December 27, 2023, showed slight reversal of the normal cervical spine lordosis, period. Central disc protrusion, C6-7, period. Small central disc protrusion, C5-6, period. (Clears throat) end of report. Chiropractic note, Health First Chiropractic of Plainfield, March 27th, 2024. Patient is 31-year-old female complaining of severe neck pain and moderate low back pain after being involved in a work-related injury over a year ago period. Diagnosis is cervical sprain, cervical brachial syndrome, cervical thoracic radiculopathy, thoracic strain, and lumbar strain, period. The patient's treatment will consist of manual adjustment, period. End of report. I, Dr. Mandel, after performing an IME and reviewing the above medical records, have found that all of her treatment as outlined above and for which she has sustained as a result of the work injury of May 24th, 2023 were all appropriate, reasonable, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. On physical examination by me, Dr. Mandel, patient's gait was normal, period. ENT examination revealed slight nasal septal deviation without tenderness, period. Patient reports more sinus infection since this injury, and this is consistent with my physical examination, period. Pupils were equal and reactive to light and accommodation, period. Extraocular muscles intact, period. Cervical examination revealed normal thyroid. There was diminished range of motion with flexion diminished by 36 degrees, extension by 34 degrees, side bending by 14 degrees on the left, 16 degrees on the right, rotation by 18 degrees on the left, and 10 degrees on the right, period. There was heat and tenderness on palpation of the cervical area. There's diminished range of motion of the cervical area. There was loss of normal cervical lordotic curve, period. There was crepitance in the cervical area, period. Examination of the thoracic area revealed mild tenderness in the posterior elements, period. Auscultation of the heart was regular rate and rhythm, period. Auscultation of the lungs clear, period. Abdominal examination was soft with normal bowel sounds, period. Neurological examination revealed diminished grip strength bilaterally, period. There was diminished sensation of the right lateral lower forearm, period. There was a diminished right triceps reflex at 1/4. Remainder of the reflex is 2/4, period. Circulatory examination revealed pulses normal and symmetrical at 2/4, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number one, neck trauma, strain, pain, radiculopathy, herniated nucleus pulposus at two levels, being C6-7 and C5-6, period. Number two, head trauma, pain, and strain, period. Number three, nose trauma, pain, and frequent sinus infections, period. Number four, thoracic strain resolved. Number five, lumbar strain resolved, period. The above five diagnoses were directly caused by the work injury of May 24th, 2023, period. New paragraph. At this time, I am rendering an impairment rating, period. Utilizing the book Guides to the Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition by the AMA, referring you to Table 17-2, the patient qualifies for 19% whole body impairment, period. As I mentioned earlier in my report, she was given a lower impairment rating by another facility. However, they only took in consideration one herniated disc. However, the patient has two herniated discs, as documented on the recent MRI, and she has had no prior herniated discs, as documented on the earlier MRI report given to me by the patient, period. By permanent impairment, I am meaning that the patient will have continued pain and diminished range of motion in the neck area for the remainder of her life, period. As she ages, she will be much more susceptible to permanent arthritis in the cervical region, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following. I am very confident that the patient will need definitive surgical correction of the neck as she ages, period. Cost of the surgery would be $125,000 and would be all-inclusive of hospital, comma, physician, comma, lab, comma, and post-op physical therapy, period. Over-the-counter oral analgesics and topicals will be $80 a month for the remainder of her life, period. A back brace will cost $250 and need to be replaced every 2 years, period. Some neck injections will be $3,000, period. A TENS unit is $500. A traction unit costs approximately $600, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have reviewed the patient's medical records, comma, took the history directly from the patient, comma, and performed a physical examination, period. The purpose of this was to do an independent medical evaluation, and we have not, repeat, we have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. Informed consent was obtained for an elective examination during the COVID-19 pandemic, period. The patient understood the potential risks of acquiring COVID-19 and agreed to the exam rather than deferring to a later date, period. The patient gave me oral informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DON of Dictation.